The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 23rd, 1973, in London, England.
Formerly, great sages used to assemble in the forest of Naimisharan. Those who are Indians, they will know Naimisharan. There is a station, Nimsha still, and it is near Lucknow. Still, it is very nice place. So, there was a great meeting of saintly persons. As nowadays, ordinary persons meet together to find out the ways and means for people's prosperity. Formerly, the great saintly persons, sages, brahmanas, they used to meet and they used to give formula to the people, to the king, that you follow this, you'll be happy. This was the system. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So, the Brahmanas will give the direction, and the Kshatriya king would execute it, and the Vaishyas will produce food grains, Vaishya Karma Sabhavaja, Kisi Vanijyam Vaishya Karma Sabhavaja. For Vaishyas, three kinds of occupation. First of all, agriculture, produce food, and then give protection to the cows, because cows important animal, cow protection is very necessary. Kisi goraksha banijam, and where there is scarcity of food, transport food there, make business. These three things for the Vaishyas. So, there was meeting. So in the meeting, that meeting was held after the departure of Krishna. So the question was, that after departure of Krishna, who has taken charge of this world for proper discharge of religious principles? So the reply was that Krishna has left this world, but here is the Srimad Bhagavatam that will give you direction. Srimad Bhagavatam is the sound representation of Krishna, as Bhagavad Gita is the sound produced, vibrated by Krishna personally. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is written by Vyasadeva under the direction of his spiritual master Narada about Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised to preach the message of Krishna. That is his cult. Amar agnay guru haiya taro ei desh, jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. This is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he wanted all the Indians to help this movement. Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila ja, janma sarthak kari paro paropaka. This is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has advised every Indian, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoyu. Every human being born in India, they should take up this cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They can take it, because by birth they have got the right. Because this Bhagavatam is produced in India. Bhagavad Gita is produced in India. That is the glory of India. So, the sons of India, those who are Indian, those who are proud of becoming Indian, they should take up this mission. Janma sarthak kari. First of all, make your life successful by understanding what is Bhagavad Gita and what is Srimad Bhagavatam. Janma sarthak. If you are yourself unsuccessful in the mission of your life, you cannot preach anything. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Janma sarthak kori, after making your life successful. That means by understanding the value of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, you preach this knowledge all over the world. Because such knowledge is wanting in it all over the world. The Western countries, they might have advanced in material technology, technical knowledge, but they have no knowledge about the science of God. That is lacking. So the East and West, they should cooperate. They cooperate. You have got some knowledge, I take advantage of it. I have got some knowledge, you take advantage. This is cooperation. This is cooperation. So, especially now, people all over the world, they are trying to imitate the Western type of civilization. That is not bad, do it. But you also do something so that Westerners may also take your knowledge. That is cooperation. So why you are silent in that point? Therefore, because Indians or Indian government has failed to do this duty, India is known as beggar country all over the world. I am traveling. Oh, you are from India, a very poverty-stricken country. This is the designation of India. Actually, it is so. In comparison to Western country, India is very poor, very poor. So, there is no need of remaining poor. You can make your economic development. This is required. Dharmartha kama mokshana. Human life means four things. He must develop. First thing is dharma. He must know what is religion. Every human being, not Indians or Europeans or Americans. That is the prime duty of every human being. Without following the religious principle, that he is not human being. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. If the human society, it doesn't matter what kind of religion you follow. It doesn't matter. But you must follow. Sit down, Prabhupada. Don't go on now. Come. That is the duty, dharma. Dharma, you know, human civilization begins when there is religious conception of life. Therefore, all over the world, it doesn't matter whether Europe, America, and India, or China, Japan, there is some kind of religion. There is some kind of religion. Either Hindu religion or Muslim religion, or Christian religion, Buddhist religion, these are the prime religions of the world. Now, here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are discussing about religion. Savai pungsang paro dharma. Savai pungsang paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhaji. Ahaituki apratihata jayatma suprasidati. Everyone wants to be happy. Atma. Atma means body, atma means mind, atma means atma, soul also. So, somebody is trying to be happy bodily. That is also atma. But that is very temporary. And somebody is wanting the peace and prosperity or tranquility of the mind. That is also Atmaram. Atmaram means everyone is wanting to remain happy and peaceful in his Atma. So those who are gross, they are trying to be happy body. They are called kurmis. And those who are little advanced, they are trying to be happy mental. They are called gyanis. Kurmis, gyanis. And those who are trying to be happy spiritually, they are called yogis. So yogis, there are different kinds of yogis, but the first class yogi is bhakti yogi. Bhakti yoga. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yogi nam api sarvesham madgata antaratmana sudhyaman bhajati juma samai yuktatam. He is first class yogi. Who is first class yogi? Madgata antaratmana, who is always thinking of me. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. This is Krishna's advice in the Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhagavad bhakta madhyaji bhakta. Always think of me. It is not difficult. If you think of Krishna, if Krishna, we have got Krishna's form, that is first class meditation. Krishna says, yogi nam api sarvesa madgata antaratmana, thinking of Krishna, antaratmana, within the core of part. Samaya yuktatam, he is first class yogi. So we are teaching that, how to become first class yogi. Chant Krishna, Hare Krishna, and hear. Immediately, all Krishna's, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's opulence, everything will be subject of your thinking. This is called first-class yoga. So here also, what is spoken by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, that is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavata. Here it is said, sabai pungsang paro dharma. Para and apara. Para means superior or transcendent. There are two kinds of prakritis, paraprakriti, aparaprakriti. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Material, bhumi rapa nalo vayu khang buddhi manareva. Material things, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, ego. Prakriti me astada, bhinna prakriti me astada. Krishna says they are my prakriti, my nature, my energy. Similarly, Krishna says, next verse, aparayam. This material prakriti is inferior. But beyond this material prakriti, there is a superior prakriti. What is that? Jiva bhuta mahabaho jayidam dharjati jagat. That is living entity. So living entity is also prakriti. Another energy of Krishna. Just like this material world is one creation, material creation, similarly, there is spiritual energy also. Krishna has multi-energies. Parasa shakti vividhaiva srihate. Natasya kajam, this is Vedic injunction. Natasya kajam karanancha vidyate. God has nothing to do with his hands and legs. He is so powerful that he has got so many energies. Just a big man here. He does not do anything with his hand. But he has got so many assistants. As soon as he wants to do something, immediately it is done. If it is possible for ordinary human being, how much energy is in stock of Krishna and how he can perform everything perfectly. Shabhaviki jnana valap kriyaja. Everything comes out nicely. So much energy is there. Inconceivable energy. That is God. So, that energy is divided into three. Material energy, spiritual energy, and marginal energy. We are marginal energy. We, living entities, we belong to the marginal energy, tatastha shakti. Marginal means we can remain in the material energy or in the spiritual element. Now at the present moment, every one of us, we are under the control of the material energy. You can understand it very easily. Just like government. The government, that is one energy working. Similarly, the prison house, that is also another energy working. And the citizen, that is also another energy working. But the citizens are marginal. They can remain outside the prison walls and inside the prison walls. Therefore, they are called marginal. When you are abiding by the laws of the government, you are free. You are not abiding by the laws of the government, you are in the prison house. So, you are at liberty. Either, that is your choice. Government has got university as well as the criminal department. Government does not canvass. Rather, government canvasses that you come to the university, be educated, be advanced. But it is our choice. We sometimes go to the prison house. It is not government's fault. Similarly, those who have come to this material world, they are all supposed to be criminals, disobedient to the laws of God. Therefore, there is dharma to teach people that you take to religious principle, gradually become purified and come back again to the spiritual world. That is a real abode. Here it is foreign. Here it is foreign and you are under so many tribulations. Just like if you are in the prison house, there you cannot expect any comfort of life. That is not possible. It is meant for inflicting miseries upon you so that you can understand that you are criminal. You should not do like this and come here again. That is the process going on. Similarly, here also in this material world, we are always under troublesome condition. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga. So that we may come to our sense if there is any possibility of making a solution of this miserable condition of life. But we are so callous, just like animals. They do not know. The animals are kept in the room for being slaughtered. They do not know. They are eating grass and very happy. Not happy, some of them know that you are going to be killed. They cry. But there is no escape. What can be done? But human life is not like animals. They must know that we are in threefold miserable condition of life. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidaivik. And we do not want this all miserable condition. We want to be happy. We want to be peaceful. How to do it? That is clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivijesa agunamai mama maya durattaya. Mamevaja prapadyante maya me tantarant. It is very difficult. You are trying to be happy by adjustment of material conditions. But that is not possible. Maya is very strong. It will not let you become happy under material conditions. That is not possible. Then, how one can become happy? Mamevaja prapadyante maya me tantarantit. As soon as you become obedient, surrender to Krishna, you become transcendental to the laws of material nature. Mahatmanustumang prartho daivi prakriti masita. Those who are Mahatmas, they are not under material condition. They are under spiritual guidance. Daivi prakriti asita. What is their symptom? Bhajanti ananna manasu. Without any diversion. They are engaged in bhajan. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. This is bhajan. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. Smaranam padasevanam. Archanam bandhanam dasyam sakham mahatmanivedam. There are nine kinds of bhajan. Hearing, just like you are hearing about Krishna. This is bhaja. So we are giving this opportunity. We are opening hundreds of branches so that people may take advantage of hearing about Krishna. That is bhaja. If don't do anything, if you simply come here, we are holding class. If you simply come and hear, you will advance in spiritual consciousness. Simply by oral reception, sravanadi, shuddha chitta, atha sri krishna namadi navabhaved grahyam indriya. We cannot understand God, Krishna, by our present senses. Therefore his name is adho khaja. Here, this in the verse, it is said, jato bhakti adho khaje. Adho khaja, adho khaja. Krishna's another name is adho khaja. Akhaja means direct perception. Just like somebody says, I want to see. This is called akhaja. Akha means eyes or senses. So, he is not perceived by these blunt material senses. That's what he is known as adhokhaja, adhokrita, akhaja jnanam jatra, where this direct experimental knowledge is defeated. You cannot understand God by your this blunt material experience. No, that is not possible. Therefore, we have to submit. We have to surrender. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. If you want to know, then first of all is pranipat. Pranipat means prakishta rupena nipat. Just like we have got the sister, the disciples, they fall flat, straight, and offer respect to deity or to the spiritual master. This is called pranipat. Prakṣitya rūpena nipāta. The first thing is pranipāta. You have to find out somebody where you can surrender fully. That is the beginning of spiritual life. Tatviddhi pranipāta. The first condition is pranipāta. Pranipātena pariprasnena. You can inquire, you can ask questions after you have fully surrendered, not before that. Don't waste your time. It will not act. Just like Arjuna was talking with Krishna like friends. When Arjuna said, oh, the other side, they are all my kinsmen, how can I kill them? It is not possible. Krishna said, no, you are Kshatriya, it is your duty to fight, it doesn't matter, the other party is your own kinsman. Ordinary questioner. In this way, questions and answers are going on. But at last, by such questions and answers, friendly talk, nothing was solved. Then Arjuna said, Shishyaste ham sadimang prapannam. My dear Krishna, in this way, the problem will not be solved. I am becoming your disciple. I am not talking anymore as friend. Shishyasteha, I become your disciple. Because you cannot argue with Guru. That is pranipat. Therefore you must have a Guru where exact knowledge is coming without any mistake. Because we cannot argue. So we must find out such Guru where perfect knowledge is coming. Just like therefore, Guru is Acharya Mang Vijanya. Guru must be perfect representative of Krishna. So, Acharya Mang Vijanya Navamanneta Karihiti. Do not neglect the Acharya. Namatta Buddhya. Don't consider him as ordinary human being. Asuryeta. If he sometimes chastises you, don't be envious. Oh, he's also man, I'm also man. Why is he talking like that? No. Na asujiyata, martha buddhya. These are the instructions. This is called pranipat. So, Arjuna accepted this process. Shishyasteham shadimang prapanno. My dear Krishna, now from this moment, I am your shishya. I am your shishya. I become your disciple. Now you teach me. The Bhagavad Gita was taught to Arjuna because he became a shishya. If we actually want the solution of the problems of this material existence, as it is said, jayatma suprasidati, jeno atma suprasidati. Suprasu means very nicely, prasidati, become satisfied. Everyone is trying to be satisfied, peaceful in his mind. But that is not being happened. How it will happen? The direction is given here, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabhipumsang paro dharma. That is first class religion. It doesn't matter whether you are following Christian religion or Hindu religion or Muslim religion or any religion, it doesn't matter. Dharma means religion. That is English translation. But actually dharma means which you cannot change. Religion, the so-called religion, is a sentiment. Today you are Hindu, tomorrow you become Muslim. Today you are Muslim, tomorrow you become Christian. That kind of conversion change is not religion. Because the man remains the same. Simply by changing the rubber stamp, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. That does not make any benefit. Therefore, our movement is Krishna consciousness. We don't talk of any religion. The consciousness should be changed. The material consciousness should be changed into spiritual consciousness. That is our propaganda. It is meant for Hindu, Muslim, Christian, anyone, white, black, yellow, everything. Because it is the function of the soul. Soul is not black, white, yellow. Soul is spirit. So one has to realize that I am spirit soul. I am not Indian, nor American, nor Englishman, nor German, nor white, nor black. This is my bodily description. I am not this body. This is the beginning of spiritual understanding. Therefore, Śrīla Gosvāmī says, that type of religion which actually gives spiritual education, and by spiritual education one develops his forgotten love of God. Love of God is there in every one of us. It is now forgotten. We have to simply awaken. Otherwise, how these English boys, these American boys, the Canadian boys, or gentlemen, they are taking to Krishna consciousness so seriously. It is not something artificial. The Krishna consciousness was there. It is being awakened under certain prescribed method. Sarvanadi suddha chitti karayuda. This is the process. Nitya siddha Krishna bhakti. Chaitanya Charitamrita say that this Krishna consciousness is there, dormant, in everyone's heart. It is already there. Sarvanadi suddha chitti. If you kindly hear about Krishna, and your heart becomes purified, the original dormant Krishna consciousness is immediately awakened. So this is the process. Therefore, Bhagavata recommends savai pumsang parodham. That type of religion is first class, who has accepted this process, how to awaken Krishna consciousness. Adhokari, dhato bhakti radhokari. What kind of bhakti? Ahuituki. Without any motive. Because generally we go to temple or perform religion with a motive, some material purpose. But bhakti should be without any motive. Ahuituki. No cause. Apratihata. And it cannot be checked. It is not that because one is Christian, or one is Mohammedan, or one is outside, the Vedic culture. And he cannot become Krishna conscious. No. Ahoituki apratihata. Apratihata means nothing can check. Anything material, impediment, is not able to check Krishna consciousness. Ahoituki apratihata. Jena atma suprasidati. If you follow this method, how to awaken your Krishna consciousness, then automatically your atma will be satisfied. Oh, just like Mrs. Sharma was discussing. Now I am so happy. She is not an ordinary woman. She is very rich. She has got business. But she is finding happiness here. This is practicalism. This is practicalism. Jena atma, jena atma suprasidati. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that take this responsibility of preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world, those who are Indians. Now there are many Indians in London. You take this movement very seriously. It is your duty to spread this movement. At least you do it in European countries. Now here is a chance, good chance. Come here, participate with the movement. Become Krishna conscious yourself and preach it. That will be Indian's goal, glory. Other will simply beg. You will remain simply beggars, that's all. Thank you very much.